Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Death of the Little Hen, a fairy tale by the Brothers Grimm, translated by Margaret Hunt. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Read by Dale Grothman. The Death of the Little Hen by the Brothers Grimm, translated by Margaret Hunt. Once upon a time, the little hen went with the little cock to the nut hill, and they agreed together that whosoever of them found a kernel of nut would share it with the other. Then the hen found a large, large nut, but said nothing about it, intending to eat the kernel herself. The kernel, however, was so large that she could not swallow it, and it remained stuck in her throat, so that she was alarmed lest she should be choked. Then she cried,
"Cock, I entreat thee to run as fast as thou canst and fetch me some water, or I shall choke."
The little cock did run as fast as he could to the spring and said,
"Stream, thou art to give me some water. The little hen is lying on the nut hill, and she has swallowed a large nut and is choking."
The well answered, "First run to the bride and get her to give thee some red silk." The cock ran to the bride and said,
"Bride, you are to give me some red silk. I want to give red silk to the well, and the well is to give me some water. I am to take the water to the little hen who is lying upon the nut hill and has swallowed a great nut kernel, and is choking with it."
The bride answered,
"First run and bring me my little wreath, which is hanging to a willow."
So the little cock ran to the willow, and drew the wreath from the branch, and took it to the bride, and the bride gave him some red silk for it, which he took to the well, who gave him some water for it. Then the little cock took the water to the hen, but when he got there, the hen had choked in the meantime, and lay dead and motionless. Then the cock was so distressed that he cried aloud, and every animal came to lament the little hen, and six mice built a...
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Little carriage to carry her to her grave. And when the carriage was ready, they harnessed themselves to it, and the cock drove. On the way, however, they met the fox, who said,
"Where art thou going, little cock?"
"I am going to bury my little hen."
"May I drive with thee?"
"Yes, but seat thyself in the back of the carriage, for in the front my little horses could not drag thee."
Then the fox seated himself at the back, and after that the wolf, the bear, the stag, the lion, and all the beasts of the forest did the same. Then the procession went onwards, and they reached the stream. "How are we to get over?" said the little cock. A straw was lying by the stream, and said,
"I will lay myself straight across, and then you can drive over me."
But when the six mice came to the bridge, the straw slipped and fell into the water, and the six mice all fell in and were drowned. Then they were again in difficulty, and a coal came and said,
"I am large enough. I will lay myself across, and you shall drive over me."
So the coal also lay itself across the water, but unhappily just touched it, on which the coal hissed and was extinguished and died. When a stone saw that, it took pity on the little cock, wished to help him, and laid itself over the water. Then the cock drew the carriage himself, but when he got it over and reached the shore with the dead hen, and was about to draw over the others who were sitting behind as well, there were too many of them, and the carriage ran back, and they all fell into the water together and were drowned. Then the little cock was left alone with the dead hen, and dug a grave for her, and laid her in it, and made a mound above it, on which he sat down and fretted until he died too. Then everyone was dead. The end of The Death of the Little Hen by the Brothers Grimm. Translated by Margaret Hunt.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.